Is Bruce Pearl divisive? Is Bruce Pearl racist? Is Bruce Pearl so divisive and racist that Auburn had to push him out of his head coaching job at Auburn fresh off of a Final Four season? Well, some sports talking heads are saying so, and they're insinuating Bruce Pearl shouldn't have been out so outspoken. Maybe he would have kept his head coaching job at Auburn. Yeah, that's right. And I find that very interesting because I don't even think these talking heads know what Bruce Pearl was speaking out in support of. Because if they did, I think they'd have a little bit of a different reaction, or maybe just no reaction at all, or maybe just don't insinuate that Bruce Pearl was fired because he was so outspoken on the war in Gaza. We're going to get into that into this video because, like I said, I think they're just completely missing the mark and using this as a chance to virtue signal, and because they're so insecure that they have to express that they don't like anybody who has different opinions than them, and it's just, it's quite embarrassing at this point. ESPN has become the norm for them, unfortunately. But we're going to get into that into this video, like I said, folks. So please like and subscribe down below. First, check out our other videos here at Right Side Media. We're a conservative media platform, and this is Out of Right Field with JP, where we tackle conservative issues through a sports lens. And so we're going to get into it. Like I said, Bruce Pearl has officially announced his retirement from Auburn. Future Hall of Fame basketball coach, I would assume, is fresh off of a Final Four season, an SEC regular season championship, a number one overall seed, and he's going out on top and retiring from Auburn as their head basketball coach. And Stephen Pearl, who was an assistant coach for many years under Bruce Pearl, is now taking the reins at Auburn in light of this news. So why? Why was he retiring? And why has this caused such a visceral reaction from sports talking heads that he was being divisive and, you know, good. Hopefully somebody at Auburn had a talking to him and pushed him out because he was too divisive and too racist. Some sports folks are insinuating, which is, you know, like I said, it doesn't make any sense because Bruce Pearl, who is a Jewish man, has been very outspoken on the war in Gaza. He, obviously on Israel's side. I mentioned some of it earlier, but he's been very vocal on bringing the hostages home. He's been very vocal on defeating Hamas and ending the war in Gaza. He was very much in support of the bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities just earlier this year. He was actually on Fox News several times talking about his support of President Trump and his administration's decision to bomb Iran's nuclear facilities. And that's really the That's the scope of his political outspokenness. That's pretty much it. And what do you see in common with all of those issues I spoke about earlier? They all have to do with Israel. Why? Because he's Jewish. That's really all there is to it. Bruce Pearl is in a high-profile position, or was, as Auburn's head basketball coach. He had a lot of eyes on him. He's a very much passionate, prideful Jewish man. He was the head coach of Israel's national team for basketball several years ago. So he's very much proud of his Jewish heritage, and this has caused him to use his platform to be outspoken, because we saw last couple of years in wake of the war in Gaza sparking, these institutions like Harvard, these other high profile or big colleges that were embracing anti-Semitism on their campuses. So Bruce Pearl, who is a part of a university, Auburn, used that his position as an opportunity to speak out against those institutions and their embracing of anti-Semitism and how it's wrong, and then continued to use his position to advocate for issues he cared about. That makes complete and perfect sense. And actually, we need more folks like Bruce Pearl out there. And detach yourself from the issue alone, because I myself have my own nuanced views on the war in Gaza and what's going on in the Middle East. But I think we need more people like Bruce Pearl who are going to be more outspoken on issues when they have a position that they believe in. And it's funny, though, because Michael Wilbon, who is the host of Pardon the Interruption on ESPN, he took offense, or should I say he actually was more happy that Bruce Pearl got pushed out, and had a very visceral reaction to it. It's I could sense some sort of like hatred towards Bruce Pearl and his reaction to him, you know, retiring. Here's Michael Wilbon's reaction to Bruce Pearl announcing his retirement from Auburn yesterday on Pardon the Interruption.
Happy trails to coaching for Bruce Pearl. The Auburn coach is stepping down to become an ambassador for the athletic department. In his place, the school gave a 5-year deal to his son, Stephen. Pearl is 65. He has had terrific teams at Milwaukee, Tennessee, and Auburn, which made the Final Four last season and in 2019. His decision comes about a year after Tony Bennett did the same thing at UVA. Pearl said he will not run for the U.S. Senate, something that had been rumored.
Tony, he became a divisive person, it seems to me, intentionally, and I hope there was pressure to just get him out.
Really? Yeah, I liked him. I he was such a great guest. Yeah, we're to. On the other side on him.
That was really bizarre. And I'm struggling to understand why this had such a visceral reaction. I mean, I can have an idea as to why. But why was there such a passionate reaction from Michael Wilbon of, good, I hope somebody pushed him out at Auburn because he spoke out too much. Better learn not to speak out about your politics, buddy, when you're in a position like you're in. Can Michael Wilbon name me three? Nah, name me two. Name me one of Bruce Pearl's policies that he supports. Can he name me any? Because I guarantee you, if somebody actually explained to Michael Wilbon the positions that Bruce Pearl has taken and why he has taken such positions, because they're really easy to understand and it's not complicated, maybe he would not have such a gut reaction. Because, you know, there's been a lot of rumors that Bruce Pearl was going to run for Senate and that he was going to retire as Auburn's basketball coach to run for Senate as a Republican in Alabama to run for Tommy Tuberville's now vacant Senate seat. But to Alabama GOP rules, you actually are not allowed to run as a Republican on the ballot in Alabama if you've given money to Democrats within the last 6 years, which Bruce Pearl gave money to Shamari Figures within this past election in Alabama through AIPAC, who is a Democrat. And it's so that's why he is not running for Senate this time yet. But I guarantee you the reason why Bruce Pearl or Michael Wilbon had such a visceral and passionate reaction to Bruce Pearl retiring is because he probably heard rumors that Bruce Pearl was going to run for Senate as a Republican. He probably saw pictures of Bruce Pearl on Fox News and deemed in his head, he keyholed Bruce Pearl in his brain as a racist Republican, a racist white Republican down in Alabama that he needs to shut up about his politics because he's leading a bunch of young black men on his basketball team, and that guy needs to be pushed out of his job because he's just so divisive and racist. I guarantee you that's why Michael Wilbon had the reaction that he did. And Michael Wilbon could not be more incorrect because it had nothing to do with race. All Bruce Pearl's policies that he supported during this time that there's been a war in Gaza, where his home nation, the nation that he loves, Israel, has been in a fight against Gaza or against Palestine, you know, call it whatever you want. That's why he's been so outspoken. And he's seen a rise in anti-Semitism in the college environments, which he is a part of a college environment, that he decided to use his platform to speak out against. How is that unreasonable? How is that, so hard to understand? Like I said earlier, detach yourself from your personal beliefs on the war in Gaza. If you support Bruce Pearl, if you believe what Bruce Pearl believes, detach yourself from that. Can you at least grasp and understand why he would take such a stance that he did? It has nothing to do with, racism, because low IQ folks who don't pay attention to politics, they just read the headlines and they talk about sports for a living. How easy is it for you, Michael Wilbon? You get to go and talk in front of a camera about sports. You get to talk about guys shooting balls through hoops. You get to talk about football, and you get to talk about the latest sports headlines and the game last night. Real easy stuff to talk about. How about being Bruce Pearl, who has to stick his neck on the line? He's in the public eye constantly because he's sticking his neck on the line on something that is divisive in terms of the war in Gaza and the rise of anti-Semitism here in America. How about you try to be Bruce Pearl? What if your nation that you love so much, if Michael Wilbon was Jewish, would Michael Wilbon want to go on Pardon the Interruption and talk about bringing the hostages home and ending the war in Gaza? Would he do that? Would he be so brave to do that? Or can Michael Wilbon even point to Gaza on a map? Because the way he talked about Bruce Pearl and the lack of effort to even understand Bruce Pearl's policies leads me to believe Michael Wilbon doesn't know anything about politics. So maybe he just needs to stick to talking to sports, because Bruce Pearl is the one that's sticking his neck on the line and being one of the bravest folks in sports, because he doesn't have to do that. Bruce Pearl has plenty of money at Auburn, making, you know, millions of dollars, taking Auburn to a Final Four. But yet he decided to stick his neck on the line on something that he cares about, and that is, you know, bringing the hostages home, ending the war in Gaza, defeating Hamas. That is all, whether you agree with it or not, that is a very understandable and reasonable and, you know, honorable thing to do, because the amount of backlash that Bruce Pearl has gotten over this, you know, he didn't have to do that. But Michael Wilbon wants to sit and, you know, bash Bruce Pearl for good. I'm glad somebody ran him out at Auburn. Dude, you have no idea what you're talking about. And actually, it's a bit funny, because let's go back to 2020. When Michael Wilbon was very much in support of the NBA players taking a knee during the BLM riots and the George Floyd aftermath. Here's a clip of that.
And then there's the issue of whether or not people should be playing because of the protests in the aftermath of George Floyd. And Tony, just let me say this. If you got concerns about coronavirus, I understand that. People will have concerns. Some guys have voiced that. But for Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard to say, we don't want to work because we want to pay attention, that's your platform, gentlemen. You're not college professors. You're not musicians. You're not the heads of industry of science and technology. Everybody has a platform at a certain level. You are elite, skilled athletes with an enormous platform. Use it. If you don't use it, that would be shameful and irresponsible. Use it. You got a microphone every day. Pick up the mic and open your mouths.
Ah, I get it. So let me get this straight. It's okay when players are, you know, meshing politics and sports when it's something that you agree with. But when you see Bruce Pearl, and again, I don't even think he can name three of the policies that Bruce Pearl has been in support of, because he's supporting the Republican Party, which is the party that is supporting Israel, whether you like it or not. That is the pro-Israel party in America right now, is the Republican Party. So it makes sense for Bruce Pearl to be in support of Trump and the Republicans, because you see him as a Republican, and don't even know why he's a Republican, I guarantee you. You're gonna pigeonhole him as some sort of, you know, racist that can't lead black players because, you know, you're a Republican, you support Trump. I guarantee you that's why Michael Wilbon had the beliefs on Bruce Pearl that he had. And let me tell you something, Michael Wilbon. Bruce Pearl was beloved at Auburn. Take it from somebody who lives in Alabama. Bruce Pearl was absolutely beloved by Auburn. The Auburn family loved Bruce Pearl. He was the most beloved coach on campus at Auburn. His players loved him. You can see, you know, guys like Tahad Pettiford choosing to leave the draft to come back to play for Bruce Pearl. Bruce Pearl recruited so well at Auburn for a reason, and he led these young black men that Michael Wilbon claims to care so much about when those black men are kneeling for the national anthem in support of BLM. But now, when Bruce Pearl is assigned to leave Auburn for, you know, whatever reasons, Michael Wilbon is thinking that's a good thing because maybe he's not, you know, maybe he's not able to lead these young black men. Well, guess what? These players loved Bruce Pearl. Now, I'm not going to say there weren't some that maybe had, you know, issues with Bruce Pearl. What players don't have, you know, some issues with their coach? What players don't butt heads with their coach, you know, occasionally? But guess what? Those players left. The amount of players that stayed and the amount of players that continue to come to Auburn, they came because they love Bruce Pearl. So maybe you should think before you spoke, you know, before you speak on politics, maybe you should think as to who Bruce Pearl actually is. And maybe you should think, why does Bruce Pearl believe what he believes? Or maybe just do a little bit of research on what Bruce Pearl actually believes in the first place. Because it's easy, Michael Wilbon, to go on and you know, bash Bruce Pearl when you don't even know a thing about what he's being outspoken about. And I know that because if he did, he wouldn't have said that. Because it's very reasonable for Bruce Pearl to have the beliefs that he does. The only reason that he did that is because he's pigeonholed him as some racist MAGA guy, I guarantee you. And that's why Michael Wilbon has an issue with what Bruce Pearl was talking about. It wasn't divisive to, you know, it. Let me take that back. It is divisive, but not for the reasons that Michael Wilbon thinks that it was. It was divisive because of the rising anti-Semitism and the rising issues with Israel here on the home front in America. It is not because Bruce Pearl was outspoken on anything other than Israel. That's it. So if you have an issue with that and you think that you should just shut up about your beliefs altogether or shut up about your beliefs that I don't agree with, then maybe you should have taken such a strong stance on the BLM, NBA issues when they were happening. So yes, like I said, Bruce Pearl is now officially retiring from Auburn. We'll see what his political future holds. I believe he will be running for office at some point, but he's not retiring because he's some, racist Republican that was pushed out by Auburn because they couldn't handle his outspokenness anymore. Nope. He left on his own terms, and his outspokenness was for something he was passionate about of his Jewish heritage, and because Jewish people are being demonized here at home and Israel is in a fight right now across the sea. That is why he's been so outspoken. So you got this one wrong, Michael Wilbon and several others that were speaking or insinuating something very similar. Maybe do some research before speaking on politics and stay in your own lane. Well, folks, that wraps it up for this video. Please like and subscribe down below. Like I said earlier, check out our other videos here at Right Side Media. And same time, same channel next week. We're out of right field with JP. I'll see you guys then.